We had the story earlier in the show as the Cowboys get ready for their home opener at AT&T Stadium on Sunday. That stadium has undergone a lot of renovations in the offseason, $300 million worth. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the official contractor of this show who was also in charge of that renovation project, Randy Cody. Good morning.
How you guys doing? Y'all can y'all hear me? I don't know if y'all can hear me or not.
Yeah, we got you.
You know, I done put 75,000 miles on my new Ram Dually that I just started leasing back in June. I'm running all over creation trying to put out fires while I'm up to my ass in alligators.
That's a long drive out there.
Oh, good Lord. George, you don't even know the half of it. I got spec homes going in Westlake. I got renos going in the bubble. I got this Death Star job in Arlington that's soaking up all my best crews. So while I'm giving the spit shine over there to Jerry World, all these Brazilian wax stay-at-home second trophy wives in white bread land, they're running me ragged because they got subs that ain't done one thing right after another.
Well, what all did you do at the Death Star? What all did you work on out there?
George, there's so much going on in that thing. We've had to get in there and fix a bunch of stuff. We had a new plumber I ain't used him before, but he come in and he run new supply to all the extra lavatories that Jerry had us put in, and he used shark bite on everything. And we got so much water leakage and water penetration. I said, Jose, look, I'm old school. In Randy's world, you got to be using push-to-connect fittings. You can't be using them push-to-connect fittings on these big commercial jobs. He's arguing with me. And I'm saying, hey, Jose, you didn't deburr one pipe end. So you busted through every O-ring in the fitting, and there's leaks everywhere. I had to fire him.
Oh, gosh, no. I hate to hear that.
You got to get plumbers who know how to cut and deburr and clean and fluxing and soldering and glue pipe joint and all that.
Man, there's plumbers out there that are just really enjoying this right now.
I tell you, Jerry's adding suites left and right to this place.
Huh. Yeah.
He had me throw up partition walls in every single suite, and he doubled the number of suites and halved the average square footage, every one of them.
Wow. It's going to make you more money.
That's exactly. I asked him why, and he said he needed more money to start saving for another apology yacht. I don't know what that means.
Man.
And George, I don't know if you saw this, but he had me throw up some new video board that he bought off of Temu. Raleigh Bobber, it's one of them places. I'm telling you right now, that thing ain't going to last half a game.
Why?
I was like, Jerry, you got different voltage on this thing. It's rated for Asian voltage. It's not even rated for North America. But we had it bid out at $295 million on this renovation. We're already over that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, once Jean got involved, the cost really skyrocketed.
Oh, she got involved in all
I'm
this?
I'm thinking she's doing it just to get back at Jerry. She had me put in she'd have you put in like a wall and then have you take it out the next day. I've changed the sconces in that stadium 5 times this week.
Sconces?
Wow.
The sconces, right. I run through 3 cargo containers of wire nuts on this deal. Change out sconces. Why can't women make up their mind? Who knows? I guess you can't say that these days.
No, I guess you can, but that is something.
Women, they can't settle on anything until they see it. You know, that's the problem.
Right.
And I try to explain to them, hey, listen, ma'am, the full preview cost is the same as the real deal. Because it is a real deal. If I got to put in every one of these sconces and install them for you to get an idea of what they look like, that's the same thing. I'm convinced she's just doing it to aggravate Jerry, you know, just to blow his budget because she won't blow his you-know-what
okay.
anymore. And Jerry also had me redo his underground tombs out here that he's got. You know, he's got this big underground tomb where he's going to be laid to rest, and he had me put in a few more cubicles for his assistants in the afterlife.
Oh my gosh. He's got those?
He does.
Wow.
He does. And why'd I have to spend half my time explaining to frazzled women the difference between paint grade and stain grade?
I don't know. They never seem to understand that one.
I mean, don't have me put in stain grade wood only to have you decide to paint it. Because once you paint it, you can't stain it.
That's right.
It just aggravates me, makes me so mad. I've had to explain that to Charlotte and Matt Eberflus all this week.
Matt Eberflus?
Oh, they disagreeing on the type of granite to use in the coach's box, George. There's just battles going
really?
On all over the place.
Matt Eberflus is involved with that?
Yeah, and I keep telling him, what difference does it make? All you're going to use it for is to hold a play sheet and a spit cup. You don't need granite. Let me get some engineered materials in there.
Right, just something cheaper than granite.
I got to get out of here. I got to get. I got some University Park neighbors mad because my crew's running their house building music a little too loud. I can't get the crew to turn down the boombox, and you know, it's that same kind of music that drowns out every lunch conversation you try to have on the patio of a Tex-Mex restaurant.
Right, same stuff. Yeah.
And let me ask you an honest question.
Okay.
Why didn't y'all have Greg Olson on today at 8:40? Did Gordo need a little bit more lead time on that?
Apparently, yeah. I think that's going to be next week.
I believe that's the answer.
There goes Randy Cody. Still working out at the stadium.